The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, company, and mother. Hello, Anne. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for welcoming me back. I'm excited to be on today.
Aren't you? It's just a great day. It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest. Happy September to all of our listeners at home.
Yeah.
And wherever you're listening, whether it's on Apple or Spotify, or maybe you're watching us on YouTube, we hope you're doing well. We've got a great show for you today. We have a lot to catch up on.
We
have so many life updates. We hope you at home are also doing so well. Mm-hmm. It's back to school. The kids are in school. Everyone's kind of back into a routine.
It does feel as if order's been restored. I like seeing the school buses.
Same.
Backpacks and
I just love the fall because to me it is the best time of year in my opinion. I love the month of September. I think it's so magical, and I love who we are in the fall.
Wow.
We are fall girlies.
I agree with everything you just said, and I have a little pep in my step.
I agree. I have a pep in my step. I think the weather has just been gorgeous here.
It has.
It's been stunning. Not too hot. And yeah, we've had a lot of really exciting things. I feel like now we are home for a bit, but I can't believe it's mid-September already.
That is hard to believe. This is the first year that I have not had somebody go back to school.
You're right.
So I did not get sad or anything like that, even though I'm happy when you went back to school for you. But it's been kind of nice. And I think that Elizabeth she's like, wow, this is what happens here in September.
Yeah, it's a great time. I mean, I always hang on to these couple of weeks because I just think they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like enough before all the craziness of, you know, all the holidays and everything like that. So I hope that you guys are soaking up September just like we are, because there's so much to be excited for. Let's talk about some of our bows.
I know what your bow is.
Yes, I have a great bow.
Let's hit it. Tell us what it is.
Let's just jump right into today's episode. So last week we were in Dallas. If you follow me on other social media platforms, I was invited to LTKCon, which is an annual conference that is held by LTK, which is an affiliate marketing company, which is where I link all of my products. It's in a way for creators to make commission. And it's always been a goal of mine to be invited to this. And every year during this week, I always watch everyone on social media attend this. And so when I received the invite at first, and it was funny because when I was there, a lot of people felt similarly. We at first didn't think it was real. But I was included, I was invited, and so we actually went. It was in Frisco, Texas. It was at this big like conference resort convention center. And I learned so much. It was literally, I kept saying it, it was my Super Bowl. But it really was. I think it might be the highlight of my year. And it was everything I wanted and more, I would say. So it was so amazing. I learned so much. And I feel like this word is thrown around a lot, and I sometimes can get a little cringed by it. And I'm a little cringed myself by saying it out loud, but because maybe I don't use it often, it carries more weight. But I felt very empowered.
Wow.
I didn't know what was coming.
Empowered is a great thing.
I was just like, this is crazy. Like, it's so cool what's going on. And even as somebody who has been doing this for so long, the two of us, there was still so much that I didn't know. And just like learning how successful everyone is and was in that room. Go ahead, jump in.
I'm just going to jump in for a little bit. First of all, I think it's amazing that you did go to a conference, because in this field, it's not like other, I mean, a lot of fields have conferences.
Right.
And I thought, first of all, it was great that you got to experience going to a conference. And it is a very solo job.
Yes.
Being an influencer.
It is.
And I think that that alone, the sense of community and being with other people who are as passionate and as excited and as accomplished as they are in your field, whatever your field is amazing. So I was very happy for you to be around other people where you could learn and bounce off ideas.
Definitely. And I think what's cool is it wasn't just creators and then LTK. There were brands, there were management, agency, press. It was a full 360 view of kind of like what goes into being a content creator and this whole side of the industry. So, I mean, so many things that I have learned, like in 2024, LTK, all of the creators on LTK, just to give you some stats, generated, not that anybody asked, but I do think some people are intrigued in a way of how creators make money.
And, I agree.
And make absolutely this a job. So if this interests you, maybe pull out a pad of paper. But I'm always happy to help too, because I learned a lot. 2024, LTK creators generated $6 billion worth. Wow. Of money just based off of the platform. And in 2026, it's estimated that they're going to generate $500 billion. So the jump and the quickness in which this is all growing is so incredible. And then we also heard from other, well, it was founded by a female. And then we also heard from, everyone was women, aside from maybe a few people, but it was a majority of women. Which is why I think it's, I'm just going to go for a little rant right now.
I'm here for it. I like and listening about
you
the
know,
rehash.
You know exactly. Which is why I think it is so crazy and so funny. Ha ha ha, funny, not really. That so many influencers do get so much backlash because it is predominantly a female industry.
Right.
And we are exceeding in this field, the women.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the room and people who have reached millionaire status, meaning that they have either made $1 million on LTK this year or cumulative over their career. Mm-hmm. There were 100 millionaires and they had little tags like badges, like it was open information at the conference, and they were all there. And I'm kind of sitting around. I'm like, this is nuts. People, women of all ages, people who are around my age.
I'm
going to
interject though. It's not nuts.
I'm sorry, it was nuts that I was there.
Okay, that
I'm sorry. It was not that I was in the room with such successful people. Really, that's what I meant.
Yes, it's really, really cool that you got invited because there are so many people that could be there. But I mean, it's the top producers in many cases in this field, and then they sprinkle in. There's diversity and variety of different ages and different economic levels of who's doing so well on LTK, which is why it is such a good mix, because you've got people who are far more accomplished who can teach the younger,
right?
Or the people, not even younger, but the people who aren't doing, you know, who are still trying to grow. But it is, I mean, I don't know if it's the correct thing to say, but I do feel like it is modern day advertising.
Yeah, I think it is modern day advertising. I mean, they were speaking to us like we are in the business of hospitality. Which I thought was another really great way to put it. I think you're correct. It's modern day advertising. I think it goes a step further because, you know, yes, we're saleswomen, but also there was a whole, which I loved learning about. As we all know, AI is quickly, you know, kind of not taking over, but becoming something that's at the forefront of people's businesses and lives. And so they really had a strong emphasis on in the age of AI, you know, you guys are the people that consumers trust. And so leaning into that even more, I thought was amazing. And, you know, I've been to, I guess, two other conferences.
Yes.
But this was like,
you did a YouTube one.
Did a YouTube one. I went to that podcasting conference in Denver. We've had like the New England Creative Coastal. Like those were smaller.
You've been to other ones.
Right. But I have genuinely never learned more, like ever. People who graduate college, I wish could go to this, who are not even creators, who are maybe just interested in social media, because there is key takeaways. I mean, the founder of Poppy spoke on a panel and she just recently sold her business for, I think, $2 billion to Pepsi. And she used influencer marketing. She used creators to drive her business to what it was in 5 years, which is insane. So just learning these numbers and what the women, I was put into a category, I think it was based off of age, well, I know it was based off of age group, next gen. So it was also interesting because in these breakout rooms, I was with people, it was pretty much like 29, 28 and below. And just everybody talking and being so open about it, and even creators that were huge. I mean, I was next to a girl who had 1.9 million followers, and she was on a TV show, and she was raising her hand, asking questions just as much as the next person who was maybe next to me who had 8,000 followers and kind of just was starting off. So it was a really collaborative space. Like, I don't know. It was amazing.
Well, and also your major in college was geared towards this. Like, you did coding, you did emerging business and technology. So I do think you at least had a little bit of a background, but there is a lot to it.
Yes,
behind the scenes. And even the LTK in general, it was interesting because while we were in Dallas, Dad, Terry, was at another, he was at his own conference, and he was explaining to someone, a couple that he doesn't know very well, but he was telling where you were and what you were doing. And the woman that he was with said, you know, I never use those links. I just look at it and then I go look it up myself because I don't really know. And he said, well, you can't, like, try not to do that, because that commission that the influencer is making is for all of the work of working with the brand or finding these outfits and putting it together. And that's sort of the fee or whatever for doing the work of assembling all these things. Because I do think it saves people a lot of time. It saves me time. I love different followers and I value what they're doing.
Yes.
And I think that the co-founders of LTK, I mean, it's a brilliant idea. And I don't know.
It's brilliant. It's really cool. And it's been around for 13 years. So it's still very much like, you know, things are shaping up and shifting year by year. And they just partnered with Apple Intelligence to update the platform for both the creators and the consumer to lean into AI, but in a way where everyone is winning and it's making it more seamless and easy to use and user friendly, which is also kind of what I did in college, UX, UI interface. You would go on and you would have to figure out how to make these platforms better for the customer. If I was working more, you know, on the website design team and I was helping a brand, that's kind of what it was doing. So when she was up there, that's essentially what they were reworking it for all the customers. Do you remember a long time ago you used to screenshot LTK?
Yes.
And it would send you all the links.
Yes.
So it's interesting how they've gone from screenshotting to, you know, this AI being able to kind of scan an entire look. But it was also, I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but no. Jump in. I also loved how they diversified it from so many. It wasn't just these. You had to be, there's 350,000 creators on LTK, and you had to be within the top 500 to be invited to this. Mm-hmm. There was around 500 creators. So, but they diversified it within, you know, the group. So you had your big, huge players, but then you also had, I was kind of part of more like, I think it was like the Rising Star track. Mm-hmm. So you were with so many different people doing so many different things, and they, you know, home, fashion, travel, it was everything. And it was inspiring because everyone had a different little niche. Mm-hmm. That they were doing really well in. I don't know. It was just, the whole thing was crazy.
It was exciting because you learned a ton. And then I'm also intrigued because you were saying, like, you kind of wished, and another, you kind of had a little friend group going, and they were all saying, like, they kind of wish the different platforms were there. You know, maybe if it would have been nice to have TikTok, somebody representing that, or YouTube or Instagram. But when you and I were talking about it, LTK is its own app, obviously.
Yes.
And they're trying to get, I mean, in addition to trying to get followers on those platforms, you're trying to get followers on your LTK.
Right, right. And they kind of were speaking to it like your LTK is your storefront, your brick and mortar, and then everything else is kind of leading people to that, which I thought was also nice. But I do agree, because in a lot of these smaller breakout rooms, which were basically in the size of a classroom, like, it was a really small group that got to really intimately talk, which was cool. We did start having those conversations, just talking about the individual platforms, what was working for people, how people were growing on Instagram, TikTok, vice versa. So I think it would have been really cool to have an arm of this whole convention, and maybe they're working on this, or there's some sort of like non-compete. I have no idea. Who knows?
Right.
But where we heard from Meta, or where we heard from TikTok, or where we heard from YouTube, all of these other platforms that support LTK. And I also think there is still, and I was at the center of it all, where there is still not a lot of transparency. And this is not against LTK or brands or anything. It's just the way that it is right now. Transparency when it comes to finances and how much you can make within everything. Like, we had girls who were winning awards who didn't even have management. And then you have people who are much, much smaller who have fantastic management. And then you have people who have big teams, small teams, mm-hmm. who are making a lot of money on LTK, but maybe some people are making more on Amazon. So just being able to like sit and talk like outside throughout the day with a matcha and literally compare notes, which it really was
classic, a conference.
Classic conference behavior, if you know what I mean, goes to one conference. So I felt like from that standpoint, everyone was learning more because it is kind of figure it out how you go, which is also why I think that I'm going to stop talking about this and let you take over. I also think that is why people don't understand how it could be a full-time job and how much money there is being literally pumped into this industry. And we saw the numbers. It's not going away. I mean, they're only pouring more money into the creators because this is how we drive sales to all these platforms. Right. And also the technology behind, like, I have my top five sellers that are brands that I sell the most of and brands that are my favorite. I'll share them with you right now. They're Nordstrom, J.Crew, J.Crew Factory, Amazon, and I think Bloomingdale's. Makes sense. That's where we've shopped our whole life. So I'm driving sales to all of those different brands. And then from there, those brands get a comprehensive list and report constantly of who those top players are. So then they're able to organically link everybody together for brand partnerships, for, you know, campaigns. But it's in real time. Like, they're being able to track this in real time. So they're making these informed decisions based off of data, not just based off of who has the biggest following size, because maybe she's never mentioned Bloomingdale's in her life. Speaking of which, we got to speak pretty candidly with the head of partnerships and marketing for Bloomingdale's, who used to work at Ralph Lauren. Like, it was just really cool how we had access to all these different people.
It's so cool.
I've had like 15 cups of coffee today.
And I'm listening like I've never heard it before. I'm like enraptured by it.
That's how I feel.
I think it's so interesting. And it was kind of fun because when you went around to the brands, you said you were talking to the people who you had been communicating with, like the J. Crew people that were there.
Oh, yeah.
You had worked on different brand things with them. So just to be with everyone face to face is, to me, fantastic.
There's nothing like face to face.
There's nothing like it.
You got to get in person. And I'm saying this from somebody who works on a team of three, basically, right now from our home.
Right.
It's so beneficial to get in person. I feel like I perform better in person. But like you said, like walking up to the J. Crew booth, it was their first year at LTK, even though they've been a longtime partner. And the girl right away, I mean, it was baffling. The girl right away was like, oh my gosh, hi, Emily. Like, your Christmas campaign. Like, we remember. So it is a lot more, when you break it down, intimate than you think. I mean, the girls from Abercrombie, they all were, the first night Abercrombie hosted a party, the welcome party, and it was like denim on denim, and everyone was in Abercrombie looks. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Abercrombie is based in Columbus. So, of course, already there you have that Ohio connection. And then several of the girls went to Miami. Personal connections to everything. Nordstrom Beauty, I worked with on a pack with me for LTKCon. And then they were there. So then I went up to them. They're like, oh my God, we loved your reel. So just being able to put a face to a name and not make it so, like, so online. It's real people working on real deals and, you know, projects was
now
priceless.
It is, and it's great. And we've said it before, one of the things about LTK that's great is you can go on there and you can look at all the people that you follow, and you can type in specifics like taupe shoe, and it could be on somebody that you like, and then you can click on products and it'll pull up all of those different things. All right, I don't know if we should bring this up, but
do it.
LTK does have a new kid on the block, a new competitor.
Yes.
ShopMy.
Yes.
And I think it's pretty incredible that after 13 years, there really hasn't been a competitor. But also, you do put stuff on ShopMy. Tell us what the difference is and your thoughts.
Well, I think it's just like anything else. It's like the VRBO to Airbnb. You know, LTK kind of created this own industry. And then it is, like you said, up until now, the only competitor. Since it is pretty new, I think that there are a lot of differences right now. But you as a creator need to be on both. Most people there are on both. It's just like anything else. From what I've noticed, ShopMy has different brands that are loaded onto this. From the creator side, there's different benefits to both. I feel like there's still differences. I think it's good to still be on both. And as a shopper, I think you should still be on both because you are getting sometimes you might not even notice the links that you're getting fed, not in a bad way, but like the difference between an LTK link and a ShopMy link, the consumer's not going to notice.
No.
But I mean, they have brands that are a little bit more, you know, like a Philip Lim would be on ShopMy, and you could go to this creator's page and you could search on one of their boards and it would be a little bit more higher end. I think that they are still a little different. I think you should use both as a consumer and a creator. But yeah, it is interesting to see how, you know, now LTK has a little bit of a competitor. And people are kind of still unsure, like, where we need to. But I think it's just like anything else. I mean, we go to Whole Foods and we go to, I can't think of another grocery store, Trader Joe's. Like, they're competitors.
Right. I just wanted to bring up the competitor.
No, I thought that was, that's another great point.
So you would have the ShopMy app and the LTK app.
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. I would. Because still there are brands that are not affiliated with LTK. And ShopMy might have that. So that as a creator, you want to share this link with somebody so we can receive a kind of a you know, commission.
And I did explain to a friend recently, you don't ever have to go on the LTK app. You just have to have it on your phone so that if somebody, if you are interested in something that somebody has, you can click on that link and it will take you through it. But it's not like you have to go hang out on the LTK app if you don't want to.
No. And I think that sometimes people are like, oh, we're just getting the LTK app to support the creators, which that is obviously what's going on.
Right.
But even if you don't follow me, it's a great app. If you need to go and find a suede pair of boots, you can just type in suede boots and then it'll pull up all suede boots that are available, marked down, on sale, the best price. Like it is an amazing tool for shopping on anything. So just get it for yourself. Like, and you don't even have to follow people. You can just type in what you're looking for and it'll share similar. I mean, there's always like the first place to know when sales are hitting. Sometimes there's exclusive sales within the app, which means that you get your own code for to use if you shop through it. I mean, I was like, this is a really great thing you guys got going.
No, I mean, the co-founders, it's brilliant how they bridged the gap and they made it a career for influencers because they could make money.
I mean, we had women who were on one of the panels at one point, three women were expecting, and they are sitting up there and they are like, we're making millions of dollars right now. Like, wow. I just think it's so amazing that people are, and you know, Loverly Gray was there. Her husband works on the team. She's, I think, has a team of 13 people.
Yeah.
We Wore What was there.
Who were you most excited to see?
Who was I most excited to see? That's such a good question.
Thanks.
It was interesting because I kind of had a little group going throughout the whole conference, which was amazing to have. Like, you kind of needed that just like to sit for lunch and breakouts, and it just made it more fun. But we were saying, like, I was surprised at how many people I didn't recognize. Mm. Like, I was surprised that there were so many people that I haven't been exposed to that I now am. I think there's some creators that we individually follow. You're smiling at me. There are some individual creators that we follow personally pretty closely that I didn't necessarily know were going to be there that are not the biggest people in the world, but it was really cool seeing them.
So when we walked in the first day, I was just sort of walking around with Emily, and they had a really, you know, just like the first day of any conference, but they had a little charm bar going and they had a candy bar out and they had some cute Aperol spritzes or something. But there's a woman that I just started following, and I bought her top that she had on Amazon. And it's a really cute top. And I bought it in two colors. And I think that I also had a necklace on. I mean, I basically recreated her outfit, and it's really cute. I walk into the room. The first person I see is this woman. And I kind of like put my arms like around my shirt and I'm laughing. I sit down and I go, okay, that was completely influenced by her. I mean, obviously she would be thrilled. I didn't talk to her or anything because everyone was interacting and doing their own thing, but I was cracking up. Like, it was kind of funny. It is, I get a little starstruck.
I was getting starstruck. I was like, it's not even starstruck. It's more just like, you can't believe that this person and you were sitting at the same table. And then on top of that, you actually have so much in common because you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, you had a different.
But that was the funniest thing. You, Emily, I'm worrying. I go, Mom, it's okay. She's not, like, she's checking in. Like, she's not. And then I kept seeing her, like, everywhere throughout the whole.
So funny. And then there's two women that I follow. the spoiled home.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm not religious about following, but I pipe in pretty much and see, and I, oh my gosh, they're right there. And the one left her phone on the candy bar.
Yeah.
And I was watching and she was doing stuff and forgot. So I did go over to her and I said, you forgot your phone up on the candy bar. She was really nice and she talked. I mean, they're kind of big wigs there as well. That couple.
Yes, yes.
They've been to it a lot. But even passing in the hallway, like I've talked to different friends this week and they were like, oh my gosh, I knew you were there. And then I saw these people that I follow and I passed them in the hallway.
So many people that we were passing and, you know what? I know who. I thought it was really cool I followed Brooke Michio for years.
Yes.
And I feel like we've kind of always been somewhat connected on social media, but I did finally get to meet her in person, which was really cool. And she did a great job speaking in a panel and had a lot to share. So that was nice because it was somebody that I've genuinely followed and supported for a long time. And Kit Keenan, I had followed her for a while, and she also spoke on a panel. So I forgot about those two. That was really cool. I think it was funny because I could tell when the people who were like the women who were working for LTK would like run the panels.
Yes.
You could tell sometimes that there were certain questions that they like, they wanted to ask creators specifically, but they were like running the panel. So I think we all get excited when you are, there was a lot of Love Island people and a few Bachelor people as well.
Interesting.
That were there, which was cool to just, you know, see them in general.
I just think
Half Baked Harvest was there. Tegan Gerard. Yeah. Who else was on that last day panel? Some girls from Summer House. I don't watch that show, so that didn't really mean too much to me.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I think they were trying to pull in. I mean, I know they were trying to pull in, you know, people with a lot of pull and following too, which is smart to also add to the team.
It adds a little glamour and drama to the whole thing. Let's talk about your looks. What was your favorite look of the three or four days?
I would say the cape. Mm-hmm.
I loved the cape.
I have never received more compliments in my life. Can we just give a round of applause, though? I'll do it. I'll start it off. Everybody at home,
I didn't bring it up for
them. Let's do a little round of applause for Anne's styling. So my favorite look was the Parisian Chic party, which was hosted by Quince. It was in the hotel. It was a evening cocktail party. And so we obviously wanted to lean into something Parisian. And that cape, I mean, you came out swinging. You came out.
I did. Well, obviously, everything is better with a bow. So yes. I thought we have to embrace. I mean, and black and white are your colors. But that cape, I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was a final sale. And you're going to wear that. That's a piece that you will have. It's
for
Alice
years.
And Olivia. And it also came in black, which might still be available. Black with a white bow. But it was,
I mean,
divine.
I was getting stopped by everyone. I'm not even saying, it wasn't even about me. It was literally just how beautiful the cape was. Like, stopped by everyone because they were asking where it was from. Was it a dress? Was it a set? And you paired it with a pleated short.
Like a pleated Alice and Olivia satin short.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a heel.
And then Laura found those heels, which were really great. Like a Dolce Vita, kind of a sheer. They would be perfect for a bride. Or anything, because they weren't heavy, but you still, I love the texture to them.
They were really comfortable too.
Yes, she found those. She also did your Veronica Beard look.
I got so many compliments on that.
The little white set. And then, well, we're a good team. The three of us work together. And then I was like, put it with a loafer.
Yes.
I loved that whole look.
Oh my God. And I felt so comfortable. I felt so me.
Yes.
And you know, you do, there's certain times in our life though. I think, you have amazing taste. You have great styling and you have an eye for clothes. But something even more specific that you're very good at, which is oftentimes overlooked. And we see this pop up throughout different times in our lives. Mm. When there is an event or there is a situation. Recruitment would be one of the examples. You are so good at being able to find pieces to set us apart, to stand away from the crowd. And you're always so good at that, whether it be color, texture, or just like the way something is set up. Yeah.
Thank
seriously.
You.
Funny because this was the only look where I was like, okay, maybe I'll, like I liked it, but I wasn't 100% sold was the red carpet look.
Because I kind of forced you.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did because you were completely right. Did the sound just get a little wonky?
A little bit.
What just happened?
No,
there?
I think it's okay.
Okay, I think we're fine. We're going to keep going. So I just wore a black silk dress with a big bow on it. And I was like, okay, I don't know if this is like too simple, like basic.
Too amazing? Is that the problem?
Out of the park.
Too amazing?
And then it was old Hollywood, the theme for the evening. So we did a big updo, which you guys know I don't like wearing my hair up. I'm severely against
it. And I love it.
And you always say that you like it. And the women at the hotel, the salon there, I always go to a hotel salon because I just, if I need a blowout or I'm on vacation, I find the salon. And she killed it. She did this French twist, and then we combined two pictures. We should really find that because it could be a great updo for somebody's wedding or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I think it's hard with dark hair. I feel like I'm really talking a lot. I feel like it's hard hair sometimes because, like, to do an updo if you have, like, blonde or you have different textures, like, it kind of adds dimension if you have, like, a different color. Sometimes I feel like it could just look like a beehive with me because it's all one color.
It didn't.
But she added this little, like, swoop curl in the front, which I thought added dimension.
And she had one piece left. She was a little bit older. She was younger than me, but it was really funny because she said, I haven't done a French twist since like the 90s. And she actually took pictures of it because she was proud of herself. She did a phenomenal job. So we gave her a picture of Audrey Hepburn for the back. And then it's a famous woman from maybe the 50s. And her hair was like, had that swoop in the front. So you could kind of see it. And it did not move. It was like, hey, she loaded that thing up. I mean, we were in Texas, so they have the hairspray.
The hairspray. People were at the end of the night, the girls that I was with, like by the end of the after party, they're like, can I touch it? I'm like, honestly, I think that my hair's flammable at this point because there was so much hairspray.
But that was the reason that we kind of went with that French twist because the theme was old Hollywood.
Yeah. And I felt very comfortable in it. I loved that it still had a bow. And I was shocked at the amount of compliments I received on the dress and the hair. Well, the hair was understandable because she did such a great job.
Yes. And then the cool thing about the dress was that it tied. It had like these strings and then we tied them into little bows. And it just kind of, you had to have your hair up because otherwise you wouldn't understand what the strings were.
Yeah. Yes. And I also think that dress would be so great for like any black tie wedding. Or I mean, I'll wear that dress again.
Oh, yeah.
And the cape. Like all of these were really timeless pieces.
They really were.
What was your favorite part? So because somebody did ask on my YouTube channel, they're like, we would love to see Anne's perspective from some of these events. Like, what was your takeaway? What was your
feeling? I had a phenomenal time because, well, one, I'll just go from the mom standpoint and being your business partner and all this. I felt like we made, like, this was a really big deal for us that you got to go. And I like to go along because I do help with the styling. I help take pictures. It's just nice to have, well, and it's fun to travel together.
Right.
But I would say just watching you get to experience and learn all of these things to help your business was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the outfits are important because it is a fashion convention. So I felt my organizational skills really came into play.
She's so organized.
So I was really proud of like everything worked. You had variety. Like all of our planning that we did, which wasn't horrible, but wasn't a massive amount, but it all, you know, sometimes you do plan and it still doesn't work out right. So I had a ball. I had a great trip. I don't know. I was around. I was there. I liked that all of your events were there because I went and did a few things. So it was a great, I mean, I didn't learn anything because except for what you were telling me.
Right. You weren't in any of it because no one got a plus one. Everyone was just like,
no, I mean, if we really want to be honest, I went to the spa one afternoon and I haven't done that in forever. And there was no one in it because everyone in the Omni PGA resort was at the convention.
Yes.
So that day I'm like, can I get a massage? So I'm just going to tell you, that's what I did. And I really felt like I hadn't had a day of rest like that.
And I was happy for you too, because there were some other girls there whose mothers had come with them as well, which I thought was also really nice because a lot of people do work on this with a family member, a mom, a sister, a husband, something that was not uncommon, which I think it's so, I don't want to say foreign because if you already don't understand what's going on, like as a creator, and then you're like, wait, you work with your mom. So it was refreshing to hear because a lot of people worked with a family member on this.
Yeah.
Because it is so personal and you have to trust somebody and have them understand it. So that also made me feel great.
Yeah,
I work with my mom too. Like it was a very normal thing.
Yes, I did see some other significant others and mothers walking around, which was nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then the other afternoon, if you really want to know, I went to a Nordstrom that was about 15 minutes away. And again, I just think I haven't had an opportunity to go to a store by myself and shop. And I did some shopping for myself. Like kind of, I'm going to call it Anne's back to school shopping haul.
Wait, we should share what you got.
Yeah, I found some really, I was in the dress room. I wasn't in a hurry. I can't think, and I know it sounds so ridiculous, but it was really nice. I had, yes. I had fun looking at everything. And I just had a great afternoon. It was really lovely.
And then you were there, you know, back in the room, and it was nice because it would be, I mean, it would be fine, but it was fun to come back and like tell you everything that had happened.
Yes. I also read a lot and I needlepointed.
Yes, you did needlepoint a lot as well. Yeah. And it was really, there was very few, there was maybe like 2 hours at the end of each day in between like the last thing and then getting ready for the event. So it was very like go, go, go the whole time.
Right. And we were really prepared. Like we had done our links and Laura had helped with the mood board. So I did do some work while I was there, but it was a nice little respite for me.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And Frisco was fun. I mean, we've obviously been to Dallas. We were kind of out in the middle of nowhere, which was good. I think it led everyone up. In the years past, I think it was at a hotel in downtown Dallas. But because this was so like on its own, because I think they needed more space, it really, everyone kind of stayed.
Which I also think, and you said this, it was very unifying because like you said, no, people were staying. Like if you were more, if you were closer to more action, I think you would go out to dinner, you would do different things. So
yeah,
from that standpoint, it was really nice. And then we had time the day before our flight and we did drive about a half an hour and we went to Highland Park Village, which is always lovely.
Lovely, yes. Which was also nice. And we walked around there, we had lunch at Siddell's.
We did go to Avara.
Oh, we went to Avara.
This, if you're watching on YouTube, I got this lovely frock, this blouse.
Beautiful. There. I love this green on you. Yeah. And like you said, we were sitting down and you're like, I love this color. I just feel lifted. And yeah. It's true. It's very true.
It's good for fall. So it was, I mean, what a way to start back to school.
What a way to start back to school. Definitely like, what's the right word? Lit a fire.
Yes.
Or what is the term?
I don't know. It was inspiring. Let's talk about though, you were printing out things and you've got a schedule and everything. What, give me like the top, let's say top two things that you are going to do that you learned that you, or that like you need to make a change. What are you
going to implement? There's a lot of changes that need to be made. Mm-hmm. And I think because of social media and everything's changing, there were so many things that I learned, so many big takeaways. And I think what was good is, there was a lot of, and this can be applied to anything that you're doing in your life, not just content creation. If this is in your work, if this is in your personal life, whatever. I think you have to really lean into your strengths. And I don't necessarily think that I have been leaning into my strengths because I think that I've been trying to maybe, you know, kind of follow along what people are doing, seeing what others are posting and it's working for them, but it's not really authentic to me. What I like doing is this. I love talking. I love fashion. I think our family content is something that we kind of sets me apart or is something that people come to for. Mm-hmm. So repurposing things and making it more community driven and making it more just honestly, I know this is so cheesy. I used Empowered earlier, so I'm kind of on the cringe train.
I can't wait.
I'm kind of already been
conference lingo. Yeah. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Goes to one conference, you guys. It's like I'm walking around the house with my badge on. Like, do you need me to check me in? No, but just really leaning into what's more authentic to like us, our family, myself, my personality, stuff like that. I don't mean that in like a, but like being more front facing instead of just, oh, here's a dress.
Well, and I'm also going to say you are doing that. I just think you have to do it more often.
That's what I mean.
Like we'll be doing something and I'm thinking in my head that would be great to share because everyone would love that. Like right. I really loved how you showed dinner on Sunday night.
Yes.
Connor was taking a test because he was also at a conference last week and he had to take a test. So Claire came over and we had, and Elizabeth was out with friends. So it was dad, me, Claire, and Emily for dinner, which was really fun. And I didn't even realize you were doing it, but you took a picture of the table. And then people were asking for the recipe. So I put it on a recipe card and you posted it. And that to me, there's so many opportunities like that.
Right.
That just are already happening day-to-day in our family.
Day-to-day in our family, and also just like learning how much like content that's value-driven for your followers, content that's engaging, content that, you know, offers them something that's, you know, both entertaining, but they can like to have a takeaway. It's almost like a TV show mixed with like this center of community. Also just learning like not a lot of people there do, really hardly anyone, because I got a lot of questions about it, post YouTube videos, and even less people have podcasts. And then like when I went back and I was like looking at our numbers for our podcast, like obviously I'm not going to share it, but I'm like, holy cow, like that's a lot of people that are listening to this that we have built over the past couple of years.
Right. Right.
And so just like being able to be like, okay, I think I sometimes take, I do take it for granted because it might not be the thing that's driving the sales, but it arguably could be the most valuable thing.
Yes.
So, which I know you have been saying, and Dad is always
the one who's
saying
a word.
I know. Sometimes hearing it from somebody else, this is like very helpful.
Yes.
Because that is, it all comes back down to community and like fostering the people that you already have. I know these are like blanket terms and whatever,
but this is the goal of going to any kind of conference or ongoing education. I mean, pretty much every field has something, and I'm happy that you got to go do that.
Yes, I was happy that we got to go do that as well, and just very, very motivating, because it wasn't just like, oh, I've been doing this for 35 years, and I now just hit, like, this is quick. Like, one woman was literally on the stage. She said, I came to this conference last year. I was shocked to hear some of the numbers that these women were making. I went back. I'm back here the next year, and now I'm making almost as more or blah, blah, blah. Like, so it's
what did
very
she do?
Quick.
What
she,
did she end
oh, I'm
up?
Like, seriously, I mean, what?
What did she do?
And then I was shocked hearing what she was telling us that she had learned the year before. So everyone was very open to share, which I thought was also great.
That.
Because it's not like, oh no, like this is, there's too much. There is literally space for everybody.
And maybe you could be on the stage next year.
No, I will be on the stage next year.
All right.
Like that's another goal. Like I'm going to be up for an award and like I will be on that stage because it's, you can see it like right in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm annoying myself.
No, I think it's, I love it. I love the
I'm annoying
enthusiasm.
Myself.
It's really good.
Wait, what was the question?
What did the woman do? Did she say specifically what she did this past year? Where, I mean, yes, you can always work harder, but you have to work smarter about it. So tell me, what did she do?
Well, that was a lot of it too, because it's like you can post a lot, but if it's not strategic or whatever. So she, I mean, they gave us like concrete numbers to share on social media. Like the Instagram algorithm is changing, so you should be posting at least 16 stories a day on your Instagram. I think they said like something between like 8 to 12 posts per day on LTK, heavy on the video. The thing about the LTK platform is that their algorithm lets you grow. The more that you share,
you
the more that you
that.
Push things out, they will show your page to new people. So that's kind of like, you can always have that trust in them.
Right.
The problem is these outside algorithms that you have to kind of like not work against, but figure out what is going to. And so they recommended like, ask your audience, why are you following me right now? What's the main reason?
Did you ask them today?
No, of course I asked them today. I'm like fearlessly, blindly leading these people because I'm like, I'll literally do whatever you want.
Right.
Ask your audience, like, what's the main reason that you're following me? And then drive really hard into that content, because just because a fashion video with wedding guest dresses is working for somebody, that's because it's like, it's their audience that has. You get it. So,
right.
So really leading into, and she also just, she said she just posted everything, like links, toothbrush, toilet paper. Like she said, I literally shared everything.
Wow.
And recorded everything and just, did a bunch more content. And
well, and I do think, and then we have other things we can talk about, but I do think.
Do we?
No. Yeah. That, you know, the more you share, the more people want to see it. And it does. I mean, you're right in the person's face. It's very, there are so many people to follow. It is easy to forget about people.
Right. And just driving into that personal connection.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think I realized sometimes you gotta just like learn this what is. You have before you take it for granted. I did not realize how valuable, this sounds ridiculous, how valuable our podcast is.
Wow.
Like, I don't even tell Dad, because he's going to be like, I told you so.
Okay, so I'm going to say something on the podcast. I think, and I told Emily this, I think that at some point very soon, we could do 2 a week. And I could be on one of them and then another family member on the other.
Right. We're looking into maybe reaching out, getting some outside help to bring on the team. Because yes, maybe. Yeah, we kind of have like a gold mine with this podcast. Like, and we have to not, you know, relatively speaking, from what I've learned, I think they were saying like one YouTube subscriber is equal to like 50 or 100 followers on TikTok. Mm. So like, I don't even know what that stat would be like for a podcast. My Lord.
Right.
And I will be super open and transparent. Like it is the last thing to go, because in my head I'm like, okay, well, this isn't necessarily making money like at the end of each month or the end of each week, but like the community is something that like a brand and every other platform, it's, you can't put a number on. It's like, that's what the value is.
Well, Dad's gonna listen. Terry will be listening to this podcast. Nobody let Dad listen tomorrow. To this podcast.
He's gonna come because Dad has always been like,
he's right,
number one podcast supporter.
Like, he's listening.
Like, I know he is. Hi Terry.
Hope you're well. Are so right.
All right, so that wraps up the discussion on LTK Con. Life changing moment. Honestly, amazing. And we're excited for what's to come.
Yeah, and thanks for listening to that recap.
Yes, which is what makes this podcast so fun, because we get to share all of these experiences.
Yeah.
I did want to kind of move on to some other updates. Elizabeth Bitsy has started her full-time job. She's a corporate girly, and yes, we're so proud of her. She's killing it.
She loves it. I think the first right after Labor Day, like any new job or new experience, she was worn out.
She was funny.
Worn out. It was actually hilarious.
It was hilarious. Yeah.
She would like come home and go to bed early, and it was funny. So she loves it.
I feel like she had that first week of transitioning, and now she's like
yeah,
good.
She really likes it. We maybe will have to do something since we're leaning into the family stuff more. I know we did it last year when she was an intern. Her work outfits, like she came down today and she looked really cute, and I was thinking that Emily's followers, I'm like, they would really love to see what you have on right now.
No, she's been looking so cute every day. And it's like, she's also very effortless with how she puts things together. Like, she can just quickly kind of put together a very cool look. So I do need to get her back on and share.
Yes. And she's doing a great balance between, like, she's got some cute dresses that we found that are work appropriate. And then she's just got a really nice look for her job.
Very nice look.
So that's good. And then we should give a little baby update. Yes. I mean, I don't think that I've been on. Claire announced the whole thing.
I don't think you've been on for a while.
But I don't think that you and I have talked about the utter and complete joy that is surging through me every time I think about the baby.
Baby.
I the other day I said to someone, I need to get my holiday shopping done because I can't be wrapping. I need to be holding. And that's my winter motto is holding. I can't wait to be of service, to be there for them. I just can't wait to get my hands on this baby. And I'm just praying that we have a healthy baby. And it's
she's
so
such a
exciting.
Cute pregnant. She's so cute.
She's so cute. And I know that she's our daughter and sister, but it just, you see a pregnant woman and you just are, it's just immediate happiness because they're just so wonderful. And like I said, she was over on Sunday and I taught her how to needlepoint.
Yes, she's needlepointing now, which is fun.
She's now needlepointing. And I started her on a little mini, and she finished one. She was funny. I got a text. I finished it. When do I turn it in quotes. Like, it felt like she finished, you know, a school project. And so we got her started on another one. In fact, she was really cute because she said she was needlepointing last night, and she had to pull a lamp over because she was doing, like, red on red. And sometimes when you're doing a dark color, it's hard to see. And Connor didn't say anything. He went downstairs, and he came up, and he gave her two options. He had, like, a light, like making like a miner's light type thing that you put over your head. And then he had another one that goes over your shoulder. I don't know why he has them, but how adorable. And she was pretty excited. They're so cute. But she was over on Sunday and she said, oh my gosh, like she feels like the feet are up under her ribs. And you felt the baby.
I felt the baby kick. I yelped. It was crazy. I'm sure everyone listening is maybe felt a baby kick. I have not. It was crazy, Bill. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was.
I know.
I also feel like I've gotten so protective over Claire since the pregnancy. Like, I'm like,
agree.
Don't, like, everyone, like, stay away from her, like, don't talk, like, be nice to her. Like,
people say crazy things.
People are saying crazy stuff.
No, people do say crazy things.
People do say crazy things. And I don't know when we, like, where everyone was just, like, it was open season to, like, speak to pregnant women. But, like,
no.
Don't, like, she this is growing a life.
Yeah,
like,
this is what you say to pregnant women if you feel the need to say everything. I hope you're feeling good. You look fantastic. End of discussion.
Yeah, it's so brutal. I'm like, they're growing a life. They have hormones surging through them. This is such a crazy, especially for your first. I'm like, what realm are people in? And I get, I'm like, you can, it's one thing when you, the people are saying, but I'm like, how dare you talk to my sister?
How about we don't touch? Let's not touch. In fact, my one friend, I saw her at an event on Saturday night. She goes, oh, I want to touch the baby. Like, you do want to, but you don't touch the baby. Like,
you keep don't, your hands it's to still yourself. Her stomach. It's still her stomach. Yeah.
But she is doing really well. You and I were also talking in this brainstorming of everything. I have been sending links to people who have DM'd me, and they are asking, like, for maternity jeans or work pants or whatever, but we need to find some way that we can maybe get Claire, who would love to do it, to just share some of her favorites, or we could have her, we could do a little reel where she's modeling some of the different things.
I know people were DMing me because we talked about on the podcast, like, her car seats, but to this whole other category of things. And so I'm sure we can definitely share more. I mean, honestly, because she's not finding out the gender, I think that we have really held back because we're kind of waiting. So you've had the big things.
No, I've only purchased one thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe two things. I did.
I mean, no one's auditing. Like, it's okay.
Right. But I really haven't. I got her a beautiful, it's for her shower present, a beautiful rattan bassinet.
Yeah.
And then I bought her their shower present, and then I bought one for myself because one for her. It was BOGO. Not really.
Well, I guess
I'll I have a little bassinet that I want to have in the house. And that's all I've really done because I also don't want to go bananas until the baby arrives. And then also just to, you know, the gender.
Right, right. Wait, I was just going to say something. Shoot. Oh, the showers are coming up.
Yes. And we did, I had a caterer. I'm using a new caterer that I really wanted to try out. And he came yesterday and we had a great meeting.
I was there.
The aunts to be are hosting.
We are hosting.
One of her showers. And that's going to be just lovely. And
just
I'm
lovely.
So happy to celebrate with friends and family. So that's going to be very nice.
Very nice. We're really looking forward to that. It's such a special, I mean, I know you guys are probably like, stop talking about fall, but I love it so much. And I think like celebrations in the fall can just be like such a new chapter. So she's having a shower with her friends at your sister, our aunt is hosting, Julia. Yes. And then you're having another one for your friends that we're hosting just because there were so many people
and some family members.
Yeah. So I think it's, I mean, the more celebrations, the better.
Right.
So yeah, we're kind of wrapping up. You're helping with everything, planning that.
And they have their nursery's in good shape. I think they're getting wallpaper is being installed next week. And I think they're in good shape. I feel like she's nesting a little bit. I feel like I always nest. I will say, but I'm just going to jump on the nesting bandwagon as well. But I think, and I've said this before, I do more cleaning out and organizing in the fall than I do in the spring.
I always say this. I do my best work in the fall.
Yes. I think it was last weekend, I was alone at our lake house for the night because Terry had already gone to his conference. And I think I started talking to myself. I was so happy.
You were. I was like happy for you.
I was cleaning out. I went through all of my napkins, tablecloths, the pan, like all of our, you know, the serving ware. And it was nothing that you would notice if you came into our house, but I know.
You know. You know.
And I was showing you all the drawers. It was, so I do think that this fall clean out is really nice.
And right before I went to Dallas, I did a major clean out and clean up of my apartment. So it's like perfect now. And then we're going to take down all the summer stuff. And we have some new fall pieces that we're going to. I can't believe it's like been a year in my apartment.
No. And well, you moved in August. We moved the beginning of October. And I wasn't in the mood right after I moved in because I liked everything just the way it was. So I didn't really do much for fall. Not that I'm doing a lot now, but I did redo our island. We should show that.
We should, in the spirit of linking.
Yes. And then we didn't do too much in your apartment either, because we had just moved everything in,
right,
and we didn't really want to add a leaf or a squirrel or something right. like that, or right. a nut.
An acorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, so I kind of rolled just into the Christmas decorations, but I am excited for my fall decor.
Yes.
For that as well. And I'm just sure. so excited, like just picturing the Christmas with the new baby. Like it is going to be so cozy.
So cozy.
I could combust. Like I'm just so
I mean,
excited.
Any time of the year with a baby's of cozy, course. But no. you add.
They have this, but something so magical.
You add a Christmas tree.
Something
and,
so magical yeah. about a new life around Christmas.
And I'm also thinking about, this could be stressing people out, but I am thinking about like Christmas card picture. So I think we're going to maybe try and take that before the shower, and she'll, you know, be pregnant.
Well, I don't think it'll stress everybody out because we need to get it ahead of time before, like, we
no,
don't
I don't mean stress us out. I mean listeners.
No, I don't think it should stress the listeners out because they have time, you know, unless somebody's yes. pregnant and you're working around a birth
right.
calendar. Right. But I think it's smart to take that picture of her so we're not worried about Christmas cards or anything.
No,
so
and then
that's why we're doing it so
we
early.
Could add a picture of the baby.
Of course. Of
the on the
of
back.
The baby.
Of the baby. Because no, I mean, if she's not going to want to do a picture, nor would I ever ask her right after she's had a baby.
No. So I think that's also, no. And then they can see you're pregnant. And then, you know.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
my God, I'm going
to. Right. Yeah. And then I also feel like I need to do, not that anyone asked, a good clean out of my closet because I've added some new pieces. I also feel like last fall, I was just kind of piecing miscellaneous things together.
Okay.
New little fall things because we were moving into the house and everything. That's why I really enjoyed my shopping trip.
Oh, you don't need to explain to us.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
you,
I need to, yeah. I need to weed out some things.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. It is crazy how fast this year has gone because like you said last year at this time, like I was in my new apartment. You were in the process of moving into the house,
right.
which took a solid month. And then Claire and Connor moved right after that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really truly been a whirlwind of a year. Mm-hmm. And it'll be another whirlwind of the year because I need to make $1 million.
I'm sorry.
It's the only thing I can think about. I'm like, this is crazy.
I just picture you came back to the room and, you know, you're on this, such a high and I'm sitting there needlepointing and you're like, this woman made, like, I need to make $1 million.
It was crazy.
I'm like, okay. All right. I need a notepad. Right. I'm going to need a fresh pen.
They had pins, guys. There yeah. was a pinning ceremony for them. I'm like, oh, what the heck is going on yeah. in Texas?
Right. So buckle up because I feel like
you guys are not going to know what hit them. And they did talk a lot about delegating and getting like other help and stuff, which I thought
was going to need other help.
Yeah, if you guys know anyone. I did just want to wrap up today's episode with the last life update that I wanted to share with you guys in the spirit of being transparent and being, you know, besties. I am no longer in a relationship. It was an amazing 4 months together, but I just decided to part ways with the person that I was seeing. And, you know, it was a gut feeling. I knew that it wasn't right. Didn't want to waste anyone's time. And, you know, obviously parting from any relationship can be very upsetting and sad. But at yes. the end of the day, I knew that it was not the right fit. And he was an amazing person. But I did just want to, I don't know, I just wanted to tell you guys because I yeah. think that it's kind of turning over a new leaf and I wanted to just kind of get this all out there.
Right. And you wish him nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best.
And
yeah.
It was a lovely 4 months. I'm just speaking for you, but.
It was a lovely 4 months. And, you know, I was looking back at my notes on my phone and I was looking at my goals for 2025 and the main thing was growth.
Okay.
And I really meant it like in the form of like social media followers and like my business. But I have gotten honestly so much personal growth this past year.
You really have.
Genuinely. Like
yes.
I feel like I'm being so dramatic in this episode. So I'm just going to pile
it.
On. Right?
I love
so,
it.
But I mean, when I think back, I'm like, oh my God, the year's not even over. And the amount of personal growth, you know, I was in two relationships this year and I've learned so much about myself.
Right.
And about dating and about being with partners and maturity. And I can honestly tell you that I am really looking forward to being by myself right now. And
oh,
just
all right. I didn't know where this was going.
No, I
understand that feeling.
I do. And I
you
think
need
that,
to make $1 million.
No, and like what with like being a millionaire? Like I really am craving that alone time. And I think that I just need to focus. You're never going to regret focusing on yourself. Thank you.
I see. Yeah.
But no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is great. Growth.
Growth. Growth.
And that was a great note that you made. So
that was a great. I had no idea that when I was writing down growth, I kind of meant it like in the form of Instagram followers. Right. But I think I've had a lot of personal growth at the age of 25. And I think that that clearly, what did I say the other day? How many more life lessons do I need to learn?
Oh, apparently, so many.
But apparently this was a big year for life lessons. And I think that we were just,
this is great.
We were just really leaning into it. And I've learned a lot about myself this year. And I feel more mature. I feel like I know a lot more knowledge.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So that's fantastic. Right.
So anyway, on that note, I hope you all are having a wonderful September. We are going to sign off for today, but we'll be back next week. And we actually have a meeting tomorrow about the podcast.
Yes, we do.
Which is really exciting. So thank you for listening. And thank you for this wonderful community that you have given me. And I am just so grateful for you all. And any other last remarks?
You know what? I have one little one. When we were in Nantucket, we did run into a delightful podcast follower, and her name was Nicole.
Yes.
And she saw Terry first, and he was thrilled because he was by himself kind of wandering around. We were in a shop, and she said, "Are you Terry?" And she was so cute. And he said he got all excited. And he's like, she doesn't want to see me. She wants to see Emily. And he went and got us. And we got to see. And we saw another follower.
We saw a lot of followers in Nantucket.
We did. But for some reason, Nicole really, she just accentuated the point that she was a podcast listener.
Yes.
And we really do appreciate it.
We really do appreciate it. And yes. For allowing us to have this wonderful Emily on Buzz. And for allowing us to have, if I could just say the words, then maybe we could get a lot farther together. But for allowing us to have Emily on Bose, and I'm really looking forward to everything that's to come. We're buckling down. We're getting serious. We're getting strategic. And I'm going to be on
even
that stage
more so
next year.
So here we go.
Everyone have a fabulous day. We're thinking of you. I hope this podcast was a little bright spot in your day. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.